Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape? Sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. So much has happened. Not just with Traxbox and competitive streaming, but also in the digital world as a whole. Elon Musk is about to purchase Twitter. Now, as to what that means, who knows? But everything is changing. I mean, we've got Metaverse, Web 3.0. And I believe we're on the cutting edge with our competitive streaming platform. So without further ado, I'm excited to bring you another chapter of my new book, Destroy Digital Media Platforms, How Competitive Streaming Levels the Playing Field for Creatives. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything. William Goldman, the Oscar-winning writer of screenplays for All the President's Men and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, coined the phrase, nobody knows anything, to refer to Hollywood producers who passed on future blockbusters. We could say the same today of those whose job it is to predict the future of entertainment and digital media in a world where technology is advancing at breakneck speeds. Like the iPhone, the minute you feel the phone won't get any better, they release an update or a new one. Whether the update is a minor or technological game changer, you see it's coming. And if you're an addict to technology like me, you're making the purchase. Although standing in long lines and waiting overnight is a bit much. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines knowledge as, quote, the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity gained through experience or association, end quote. Professors get paid well to share their knowledge with our youngest and brightest. They write textbooks and give lectures on their knowledge and experience to impart to future generations. This is how society moves forward, like a relay race where the baton of knowledge is passed from one generation to the next and so on. Wisdom is a word similar in concept that the same dictionary defines as, quote, the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships or insights, end quote. Knowledge and wisdom are related, but not synonymous. Knowledge can exist without wisdom, but not vice versa. You can be knowledgeable without being wise. Knowing how to use a pistol is one thing. Wisdom is knowing when to use it and when to keep it holstered. In the past, younger generations welcomed the handing off of the baton of knowledge and wisdom. They often waited patiently in their symbolic 20-meter exchange zone. But modern technology allows the next generation to run out of the exchange zone, daring to venture into the future without the baton, the knowledge and wisdom of previous generations. Ironically, their zeal makes it difficult to sync up and make a smooth exchange between past and future. Innovation and change seems to happen too fast to be captured in a textbook, not even a digital one, are fully grasped and understood by educators, let alone taught to students eager to push beyond the limits of historical norms. Educators who cannot grasp technological advances, the latest trends, and irks who just think differently will become irrelevant in the future. Those responsible for educating and inspiring the next generation of creatives must meet them where they are. They must teach them the paths that have already been laid so they can create their own. tell young people all the time that if anyone tells you they know all about digital media and the entertainment industry, they're lying, because it just changed again. Wisdom is the ability to assess what's hot now and use the knowledge to get a sense of what might be hot next. The best gatekeepers and industry leaders go beyond the norms in music, movies, books, etc. But doing so is risky. Most are reluctant to take the risk, choosing instead to rely on the copycat strategy for continued success. This strategy plagues the media industry and keeps most irks undiscovered. Did you know in 1977, Universal, Disney, and United Artists all passed on the Star Wars script? Top Hollywood studios rejected the 1981 Back to the Future script over 40 times before it became the highest grossing movie in 1985. No one would sign Kanye West, but he got a chance as an in-house producer. Then Rockefeller Records reluctantly signed him. J.K. Rowling, once an unemployed, single mother on welfare, sent her first Harry Potter manuscript to 12 different publishers, only to be rejected by all of them. She now has sold over 500 million books and is worth more than $1 billion. These are just a few examples of overlooked, talented people. Search the net. You'll be shocked at how many great creatives were passed on because they didn't fit what someone thought would sell. We can't predict someone's future success, but here are a few things that these initially overlooked creatives had in common. They believed their creativity was worth sharing. They took the first step. They never gave up. Someone once said, "Nothing beats a failure but a try." As in Irk, don't be discouraged because the mountain of success seems impossible to climb. Don't reason that gaining an audience and earning a living through your artistry is just a fantasy. Don't talk yourself out of trying. Fortunately, the rules of stardom are changing. Financial barriers are being broken down for expressing one's creativity through music, movies, books, acting, etc. The tools of creation are more accessible than ever. Social media platforms allow you to deliver content digitally to countless people without the cost of physical manufacturing. No one can stop you from putting your content out independently, whether they like it or not. Creatives no longer need validation from third parties, big or small. You can make and put just about anything out. The problem is getting eyes on your content. If you can get eyes on your content, odds are somebody in the world will like it. Why, you ask? Well, because you like it. Although we all are unique creatures, there are certain traits or preferences groups of us share in common. For example, think of words. They can vary in meaning, but they all have letters in common. The words music and trust are two different words with entirely different meanings, but they have the letters U-S, us, in common. They share this connection on a deeper than surface level. Creatives need to find the audience that connects with their creativity on that deeper, less obvious level. This may not be the best example, but I hope you get my point. In our modern, fast-paced world, we've become accustomed to looking at the surface and not much deeper, especially for those who entertain us. We've been brainwashed to focus on and judge creators by their exterior appearance, who they're connected to, or what others say about them, without ever really connecting with them around their artistry. Favorably for IRCs, social media is allowing or forcing creatives to more intimately connect with and grow their audiences. Sure, most digital media platforms and their tools continue to favor established celebrities. But the fact that nobody knows anything should create a sense of optimism among today's IRCs. Now, anyone can enter the creative arena, and no one can say you're not good enough, because nobody knows anything.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere, and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.